Next poem called It's Not the Heat So Much as the Humidity. It was written upon moving back to my place of birth, Kansas City. And I hadn't lived there in about 8 years, but I felt this irresistible urge to go back. This summer. Only a dish of blueberries could pull me out of this lingering funk. I'm tired of taking the kids down to watch the riots. No longer impressed with fancy electrical nets. Sick of supersonic nightsticks. Buy myself a hot dog and a glass of beer. That helps. It's hard to say who's winning. Nobody is winning. Boy, Kansas City, Big Zoo, Oriental Art, Starlight Theater, Annie Get Your Gun going into its 17th year. Once I met Tab Hunter there. 4 o'clock in the morning, standing in line at the Coke machine. So tall and blonde, though not much of a conversationalist. It's good to be home, trying to soften the blow for young girls who are inclined to fall off of their porches. Some of my best friends are, curse on those who do or do not take dope. When autumn comes, oh, when fall arrives in her chemise of zillion colors, I will sigh noisily, as if an old and disgusting leg had finally dropped off. No more drinking beer, no more the perpetual search for an air-conditioned friend, no more friends. I'll take piano lessons, French lessons, speed reading lessons, and if there is still time to kill, gawk at a blue jay tumbling out of the maple tree. Cars slide by with their windows up, whispering of a Mexican restaurant with really good chili verde. The gutters billow with mauve death. A mother's sad voice sends out a tugboat whistle through the purple mist. She worries about her children. And the dangerous fishhook of melancholy dangles from every dog's ear. The dog that saved my life, that keeps on saving it each long, humid night, the dead dog. And so, a shiny baseball hovers over the city. No one asks why. And so, it passes on. And so, a telephone starts to ring in a widow's cake-filled kitchen. A roller skate collides with a lunch pail.